and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Ma'am, we're right on time and I'm not prepared for this. Like, when the clock hits right on time, I'm like, wait, we're usually at least 2 or 3 minutes late.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Hi, everybody. How we feeling? Halfway through the week, huh? That should feel good. I slept terribly last night. I'm telling you right now, you never know how these shows go.
Yeah.
They're either really good or they're really bad.
Yeah.
I took a melatonin about 11:45.
P.M.?
So, yeah.
Oh, well, then you just played yourself.
I know. So I'm
it's
still...
It's almost like you asked for today to be crazy.
I'm still possibly...
11:45 p.m.
Possibly still asleep, so...
That is scary.
These get a little interesting. Okay, since most of us live in this sleep-deprived state at this hour of the day, I thought we'd make our Would You Rather Wednesday a sleep-deprived one. And if you've never been here on Wednesday, this is typically what we do is we give you these two options of things to choose from. And you got to choose, would you rather? And both of them are, and actually today it's just, which one would you rather? You choose one option or the other. So would you rather, and these are actually cool. This is a cool would you rather. So would you rather have the ability to remember your dreams vividly? Mm. Okay. So like every bit of your dream. Mm-hmm. You could remember and like recall instantly and like go back to it and be like forever. Like, hey, back in, you know, December of 13th, I had that dream and here's every single thing that happened and recall it instantly. Or would you rather only need 3 hours of sleep and be able to fall asleep instantly? I think all you would need was 3 hours, boom, that's it, and you're good to go.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Which one, Jessica?
3 hours without even, like, easy.
That's
like, the easiest What Would You Rather Wednesday ever. Only needing 3 hours of sleep and being able to function and being totally fine.
Be
and
nice,
also,
right?
Being able to fall asleep. I, like, falling asleep every night for me is truly the worst ever. Like, I have
it's
the hardest time falling asleep every single night of my life. And I also have really intense, scary dreams. And if I had the ability to not remember them ever, I would totally be fine with that.
What about
that.
The good ones, though? You don't remember the good dreams?
I would, but the fact that I would have to have, like, images in my brain of the scary ones, it's not worth it to me.
Charlotte, which one? If you could choose either, you could either go and remember every moment of the of your dreams forever. You can go back, you can recall them, like you don't forget them, or you just need 3 hours of sleep and you can go to sleep instantly.
So I get a lot of nightmares,
yeah.
So I definitely would have to be with Jess on this one. It also takes me so long to fall asleep because I'm just such a high-strung, anxious person.
Yeah, same.
You were so funny like that. I don't get a lot of nightmares, man. Like, I mean, maybe once a year I'll have one that I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, that was so scary.
I have a nightmare most every other night.
Yeah. Do you really? Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
Like, you could ask Garage Boy. He always has to wake me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I get PTSD nightmares. It's not fun.
I'm so jealous of Kim Kardashian. That woman can literally fall asleep anywhere, sitting up, laying down, like full mate. Like, she could literally be like sitting. They always make fun of her. She could be like sitting, having a conversation with you, close her eyes, and that girl is sleeping.
That's crazy. Listen, I'll remember my dreams, man. Like, my dreams are usually pretty cool. Like, I'll go back. Yeah.
Me and Jess are like crying.
Crying. Waking up in tears.
Frolicking.
I thought y'all like that one. Yeah, I'll go back and remember my dreams. They're usually pretty cool. Like, at worst, they're weird.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Juvenile and Patti LaBelle are the headliners for this year's Afro-M Festival, taking place June 21st and 22nd at Druid Hill Park. Other announced performers include Saweetie and Amory and many, many more. The free two-day festival, which started in 1976 and occurs on Juneteenth weekend, draws more than 100,000 attendees each year. This family-friendly event celebrates Black culture with art, food, fashion, and is one of the largest African-American cultural arts fairs on the East Coast. And you can get more info. Also, if you are interested in being a vendor, they're taking applications right now. You can do all of that at AFRAMBaltimore.com.
That's a wild lineup.
Dude, one thing, Amarie, Juvenile, Patti LaBelle.
Sweetie. Like,
saying Patti LaBelle and Juvenile in the same lineup is like wild to me.
Dude, what?
I feel like tomorrow we need to play Juvenile as our first song in the morning because it's like I haven't thought about Juvenile in a second, but
I'm still tripping over Amarie.
I know Amarie.
Like, are you kidding?
It's crazy.
Number two.
You can get paid $1,000 to eat Peeps. Personal finance outlet Finance Buzz is currently offering one lucky applicant the opportunity to become their official chief Peeps officer, who will try and rate every marshmallow Peeps flavor they can find and get paid to do it. All you have to do is just try these out, take pictures of each flavor, rate them for cuteness and taste. You're also going to get a $200 grocery budget. You do have to be 18 years old to apply, and applications close on April 14th, and you can get more info on financebuzz.com. I'm kind of bummed that you have to be 18 to do this.
It seems
what
like,
about the kids? Yeah, the kids are the ones having the marshmallow Peeps.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd have to be. I don't know why Peeps get so much hate. Like, why is it?
Maybe the tummy aches, actually.
That could be.
That's true.
But why do people hate on Peeps so much? It's just a marshmallow.
Because you can't taste the flavor.
But still, who cares? It's just a Peep. Yay. I feel like Peeps is like one of those things that people feel like they have to hate on, but don't actually hate that much.
Because they don't actually taste very good. I feel like if the marshmallow itself tasted like actual marshmallows, but they don't. They taste like plastic.
Okay, I'll give you credit. They're not as marshmallow as they could be. That's true.
Number one.
Beyonce fans can win Cowboy Carter tickets by creating handmade tour looks. The online store Maker Place by Michaels is holding a sweepstakes for one fan to win tickets to a U.S. show and a $3,000 Visa gift card. To enter, you just have to style and create a Cowboy Carter tour outfit using finds from Maker Place by Michaels, which is a marketplace to buy and sell handmade crafts. You can also use items from Michaels stores. Beyonce is bringing her Cowboy Carter tour to Maryland this summer on July 4th and July 7th at Northwest Stadium in Landover. Now, if you want to enter to win this thing, you have until April 11th, and you can get all that info at michaels.com/makerplace.
Let me ask, as a non-Beyonce, what's Beehive? Was this show like a crazy sellout thing? Were people like pissed because they were like waiting in line and Ticketmaster sellout kind of crazy situation?
So my best friend got tickets, and she said that she had to do the whole thing as far as like waiting and everything like that. So I think with this too, as far as like what Beyonce has created, as far as like the atmosphere, like the fashion alone for her tour has gotten, it's like that's a life of its own.
Yeah.
It's the price of the tickets is the thing for me.
Was it stupid? How much was it?
The fact that my best friend is literally going by herself. It's really, really expensive.
How
and
much?
She doesn't care. I didn't ask her because I don't want her to feel the pain. I just want us to focus on happiness.
Anybody going?
But it's expensive.
Like, text us how much those tickets were.
Also, remember, she's only in like a handful of cities. This isn't like a full U.S. leg tour.
Yeah.
It's just a handful of cities that Beyonce's going to.
I mean, concert economy has just gotten so crazy, especially with this one. I'm sure it was just nuts.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. So BuzzFeed has this new list of made up societal rules that people think we should just all quit. There's no rhyme or reason as to why we do this. It's almost just kind of like we made it up ourselves and we just keep doing it.
Okay.
So let's see which ones you agree with or which ones you think just seem like just whiny.
Okay.
The no double texting rule. Some people think it's too much to send someone multiple texts in a row, even if they think of something else after they already sent one.
It seems like that's outdated. And I don't know, maybe I don't mind getting in people's space like that. You know, like, especially with dating, it's like, what's up? Like, if I got something to say and you haven't responded yet and, like, I got something else to say, I'm going to say it. Like, I don't care. Like, especially with friends, family, you're going to get a double text. Dating, it's maybe a little
different.
Me personally, I'm probably still going to say it. Do you agree?
I welcome the double text because odds are I saw the first one, but I was doing something and I forgot about
especially
it.
Especially you,
so,
Jesse.
Dude.
Jesse, you may have to double, triple,
so, and no, truly. Because I'll be in the middle of something, like, oh, I'll get back to them, and then I don't. So, triple text me, I don't care.
Yeah.
It should be acceptable to respectfully decline gifts. Why do I have to pretend to like something, take it home, and save to re-gift later?
Turn down a gift?
This I don't agree with, because what are you supposed to say if someone gives you a gift and just weird. Be like, thanks, but nah?
No, first off, no one's ever done that. Sometimes I go through some of these lists and I'm like, wait, no. That might sound good. That might sound empowering or whatever, but like, no, I got a boundary here. But like, no one's ever turned down a gift. Wait, if you've ever turned down a gift, will you text
to their face?
Yeah, you.
How does that go? What do you
text
say?
Text us your story. There's no one listening right now in Maryland that's ever turned down a gift from someone. There's never been a situation that I could think of where that would make sense. Like, oh no,
how
you can't
do you
give
do
me
it?
This. And like, you literally gave the gift back to someone. That makes no sense.
Another one on this list of societal rules that people want to get rid of that it's unacceptable to date a friend's ex. Just because it didn't work out for them doesn't mean it shouldn't work out for you.
Yeah,
what?
I think it's fine.
What?
Especially as I get older, I think it's fine, man. There's so few people in this world to date anymore. Everybody's married, yo. Like, it's like.
I think that is so situational.
In my 20s, I would have been like, yeah, not so much. In my 40s, I'm like, yo, if they're free, if it's like,
no.
If they out here, they out here. Charlotte, what? No?
No. Do you hate your friends?
Literally.
I don't.
And I think it depends. It depends on the situation. Like, how old were you guys? How long was the situation? But it's like, if there was a full-on marriage and you're like, hey, but are you, but what, and I'm sorry for y'all, but he didn't do it to me. Like, no.
The second they separate, man, it's like, all right, they're back on the market. It's everybody. And again, in your 40s, I think it's fine. Like, everyone, it's fair game again. All right, let's do one
Boo.
More.
Then
we gotta play the
That's
game.
Messy, especially for Smaltimore.
Yeah, no.
Maybe.
Another on the list of things that we just, societal rules that we don't want to do anymore. Blessing people when they sneeze. Stop calling attention to them, especially in the middle of meetings.
Okay. As a chronic sneezer,
yes, which you
I
are.
Would like to be blessed for my suffering.
How many times do you want?
Yeah, because Charlotte. Okay, so Charlotte. On
I really
want to
hear
producer,
you out on this because you
Charlotte
sneeze a lot.
Yeah. Sneezes all. She probably sneezes 5 to 10 times a show, and that's no exaggeration.
Yeah.
And we give it to you how many times? Probably 50%.
I think you guys give it to me more than that because I think I'll be like,
yeah. And if we don't, you get offended if we don't.
Okay, wait. Do you want to be blessed every single time you sneeze?
I mean,
all day, like from beginning to end.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going through something violent every time with my body.
My face is exploding. The least you can do is bless me.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, from the sneezer point of view,
from the sneezer point of view, there you have
that's
it.
Important. All right.
Okay.
Justin and Edgewater, wait. You had to give a gift back to someone to their face. What happened?
Yes. So my husband and I got married, and one of his coworkers got this. Like bird feeder called a bird buddy.
Oh, cute.
Like take pictures.
Sure.
Of the birds and sends it to your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, this sounds incredible. Why did you hate it?
No, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, our friends Adam and Terry gave me the same thing for Christmas.
Oh, no.
And y'all couldn't even fake it, though? Because I feel like at that point, I'd fake it. I'd be like, Adam, Terry, I love it.
But wait, did you actually say
I have
thanks,
this?
But no thank you?
I did say I love it, and my facial expression gave it away.
Said otherwise.
Yo, you couldn't.
And they're like, you already have this, don't you?
Damn it.
That is so me, though. That's
Justin,
so me.
What in the world? You couldn't fake it enough, man? Come on, we got to get better at this.
Yeah, well, like that bird buddy's like $250, so I felt really bad accepting a gift that was so expensive that I already had.
Why? You can't put one in the front and one in the back.
You can't have two
There's
bird buddies.
There's birds everywhere.
Come on, man. It's bird buddies for a reason. It's not singular, it's plural.
But to Justin's defense, though, it's not like you tried to say something, it was your face, and I can't control
my
face.
Okay, all right,
either.
That makes sense. Maybe in the case you already have one and your face can't say otherwise, maybe that's a valid reason of why you had to give
a gift back.
Okay, Justin, we understand that. Thank you, guy, for talking. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Carissa and Edgewood, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, wait, so you actually turned down a gift to someone's face before?
Yeah. So I there was this guy that he and I had mutual friends, so I didn't really know him. And then we were both going to be going to a party, and he had asked if he could bring a gift for me. And I told him that I would feel uncomfortable with that, A, because I wasn't really interested in him romantically, physically, anything like that.
Okay.
And that because this was a party, I didn't want that kind of attention brought to me because the party wasn't about me.
Yeah.
And he ended up showing up to the party with the gift and flowers.
Oh, my God.
Wait, first off, two questions. First off, what was the party that you were going?
It was a birthday party.
A birthday party.
So he brought you, a gift for somebody else's birthday party?
Yeah.
Did they get that person a gift? Did they get the person whose birthday it was a gift?
No, because this person had explicitly asked not to have a gift.
So he gives you a gift and also flowers, which also are massive attention grabbers. Thank you very much.
And brought that to you instead.
Yeah, so I very discreetly was trying to, turn him down because, I didn't want that attention. I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
And he blew up and made this huge scene and grabbed everybody's attention, which
gift?
Is exactly what
gift?
I was trying. So the flowers, and then it was a really nice calligraphy set.
No,
not calligraphy
weird.
Set. Weird.
That's okay.
And then he blew up on you?
Yeah, well, I had mentioned to him that one of my interests was learning calligraphy, so it was actually really thoughtful.
But still, it's weird. No. It's like too much. It's not your birthday.
He's
you're
wrong on that. You're totally fine.
You're totally fine in that situation.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Let's get into kid jokes now. It's time for kid jokes. Yo. Halfway through the week, y'all. Let's go. 4 for 4 this week. 4 for 4. I want you to try to answer every single one of these funny Maryland kid jokes. Well, let's explain the bit first. What are we doing?
Kids from all over the DMV really call in and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's a lot more difficult than you think it is.
So see how many of these you can answer. Now, if you're a funny kid, honestly, if you're a funny kid listening right now, we need your help. We need you to call our kid joke hotline. Let me give you this number, 855-KID-JOKE. And you can call that number anytime you leave that funny joke on our voicemail. And then we're going to try to solve it during kid jokes every single week, okay?
My name is Huck. I'm 8 years old. I was in Westminster, Maryland. This is my joke. Why'd the chicken go to the gym?
Why'd the chicken go to the gym, Huck? Why did the chicken go to the gym?
Something about, wings.
Wings. He wanted to pump his wings up.
Wings, or maybe the flats. Fluff. No, wait, that's just wings you eat. My bad.
He wanted to
wings.
Fluff his feathers.
No, ruffle his feathers?
He wanted to ruffle some feathers up, bro.
To work on his pecs.
To work on his pecs.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Solid kid joke. 855 kid joke. If you're a funny kid, what you got?
Hello, my name is Robert. I'm 17 years old, and my joke is, how do you drop an egg onto a concrete floor without breaking it?
Okay, that's fine. Robert is 17.
Barely.
He's 17. He's like, I'm not 18 yet. Let me up in here. That's fine.
What is our age cutoff for this, 17?
Well, I mean, to his defense, it's kid jokes, and he's technically not an adult yet. If he wants to call in, I don't think we should keep him out. And he was so nice about it.
He was polite.
He was like, hello, my name is Robert, and I have a good joke.
You know what? I get a little worried with the older kid punchlines.
As long as it's appropriate, I feel like it's totally fine that Robert's here.
How do you drop an egg onto the concrete floor without breaking it?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I always get worried.
But how would you,
when
I'm thinking
kids.
It? Egg.
Please be appropriate.
Egg, scrambled eggs, over easy, boiled eggs.
I don't know that I want to participate in this one.
I want to hear what Robert has to say.
What is it?
It's quite hard to break concrete.
Oh. Oh, that's funny.
There you go.
That's funny.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert.
Restoring our faith.
Thank you, Robert.
Restoring our faith in kids.
Literally.
Let's say
teens.
And the teenage youth.
That's good, Robert.
After the way y'all been acting in the Minecraft movie recently, I thank y'all for that one. Thank you. 855 kid joke.
Hi, my name's Sirius, and I'm 11 from Baltimore, Maryland. Uh-huh. My joke is, why did the proton take a COVID test?
Why the proton?
Okay, smart, okay.
Take a COVID test.
Why did the proton Take a COVID test.
All right, come on. We got this one. Positive. Think something,
yeah, something positive.
Something positive.
Like positive,
right?
Negative. Because he was sure he was negative because he wanted to be negative.
Because he didn't want to be
positive.
It has to do something positive or negative.
Because he's negative. Because
he's a negative. Something positive or negative. Because he's a negative Nancy. Because he's a negative Nancy, bro.
Because he knew he was positive.
Yes, because he knew he was positive.
Yes, good job. We get credit
for
that.
That was so smart.
That was good. That's good. That's a little too smart for us. 855 Kid Joe, come on.
What does a comedian use to mention their breath?
Wait, I'm sorry.
What? What did you say?
I'm sorry. No introduction.
He was excited.
Just right down to business.
What does a comedian use to mention their breath?
What does
the comedian?
A comedian use to mention their breath. Charlotte, what does that mean? You think that means freshen their breath?
Yeah, I think he's saying mint as like a verb.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
What did you use to mint in your breath?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
I get it. A comedian? Fresh.
What does a comedian use to mint in their breath, Jessica?
Oh. What's the thing? The something break or whatever? Like break the ice. Gum. Right?
Oh.
Right?
Break the ice. We don't know.
Icebreakers. Icebreakers.
Sure. Sure. What do comedians use to mint in their breath, young gentlemen?
Mentos. Get it?
Yeah, we do.
Good job.
Yeah, we do. And
that was good.
That's kid jokes. They're minting their breath. Yes.
Y'all, I think this survey in Maryland that just came out this morning is fake news. In this new survey, 12% of Marylanders say they don't take food home from restaurants when they don't finish their meal. And I think that number needs to be bigger because nobody literally actually finishes their leftovers. It just sits in your fridge and takes up space. And this triggers me because I grew up in a household where the fridge was always full of like leftover boxes that would take up so much room and no one would eat them. And I also live in a current home with my husband, garage boy, who cannot. It's like, it's almost like he has a reaction in his body that if there is like one piece of food left on his plate, he has to take it home. And he doesn't eat it.
Like, Jess wants to die on this hill today for some reason. I don't know why. She's been talking about this like the last 2 days.
No, yeah, it upsets me.
Like, it really, like, this is for some reason so triggering to her. So Jess's theory is this, basically, that people will bring their leftovers home.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. You're on with that.
51% of people in Maryland take their leftovers home.
Yes, which is fine with you. You're okay with that.
But you're not eating them.
But Jess thinks that once they get home, nobody is eating those leftovers. And, they basically just go right into the trash can from there.
And for some reason, like, the generation, it differentiates among the generation. Middle-aged Gen Xers and millennials are slightly more likely to keep their leftovers, while Gen Z and baby boomers are slightly less likely to take the extra food home.
I gotta be honest, I'm not great about it. I would say I'm probably 75, probably 75% of the time.
You don't
eat
them?
I'm not gonna eat it.
That number is out of control. And tell me, how long do they sit in your fridge until you finally throw them away?
A while. Probably a week. Probably a week, maybe. Yeah, probably a week. Maybe more. Week minimum, though. Probably after a week, though, I'll probably give up. Charlotte, be honest. What percentage of the time when you bring leftovers home from a restaurant, and now that things are getting tighter, that number might be different now, though. But what percentage of the time that you bring leftovers home from a restaurant do you actually eat it? Be honest.
99%.
You will eat it.
Love leftovers.
There's some people that are so
what
passionate
make
about
my
this,
day?
Though.
Like, yeah. Guys, I went to dinner with my parents last night.
Okay.
I literally ate a barbecue boneless wing at 4:30 a.m. this morning.
Because you wanted it so bad.
Because I opened my fridge and I was like, that's so exciting.
Yeah, some people really ride so hard for leftovers, but I'm not sure.
And some are better than others, like Indian food, Mexican food, those are great leftovers.
Yeah, like sometimes it almost tastes like a little better the next day. And let's remove like the Thanksgiving leftovers because that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about like when you go out to eat and you are.
The only time I really won't is if it's like some things like brunch. Like if I get a poached egg or something,
yeah,
like that's going to be weird.
Pancakes, not happening.
But can you keep yourself from taking it home? Because my thing with my husband is like, it's almost like in his body. Like, he can't keep himself from asking for a to-go box and putting something in there.
Knowing that he's not going to eat
it. I'm talking a half-eaten baked potato, people. Yeah. It's like there's barely even anything left in the potato skin. And he has to take it home. And every time we go out to eat, we have the same discussion.
That's weird. If you know you're not going to eat it, that's weird.
That's weird. I tell him why do we have to do this? He goes, I'm going to eat it. I swear to you, I'm going to eat it. Does he eat it? No, he doesn't.
That's weird. If you know you're not going to eat it, does anybody else deal with this? Do you or maybe your partner deal with this struggle where either you know for a fact you're not going to eat your leftovers, but you still bring it home? Because that does feel weird. I think this call might trigger you worse than anything. Hang on. Hey, Brad and Dundalk, good morning.
How you doing?
We're good. Wait, so do you struggle with this? Do you bring home leftovers, but they literally have no interest in eating these?
Yes, actually. And it's actually dessert. I always get dessert to go, and I always seem to take it home. And it just sits.
Brad, why? Why do you? Please tell me. Please tell me. Why do you do this?
This is even worse. This is even worse.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. It seemed like when I have like a full stomach and I want dessert, like a cheesecake after Olive Garden or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, all right, I should have room for this. And it just, you know, I take it home and it just sits. And the next day I'm like, all right, I'll take it to lunch or something, or I'll eat it, or in the middle of the night, and it still sits.
So how you long? Don't even then, touch that.
Please tell me how long it sits in your fridge for.
Oh, God, almost like 3 to 4 days.
What?
Like, and then it's all
my nose is sweating. I can't even tell you how much this irritates me. Please tell me why. What is it in your soul that makes you do this?
It's the guilty pleasures, like even at the diner, all them different cheesecakes and dances. And
it's just
you
that
just
high.
Can't resist.
Yeah, you just want to buy
resist.
It. You just want to see it, man. You want to smell it. You just want to feel like you're going to eat it. You don't even need to eat it. You just want to feel like you're going to eat it.
Right.
That's good enough.
You guys are awesome, though. I look forward to hearing you guys every morning.
Oh, we love you, Brad.
I love you, even though
you never eat your dessert.
Yeah, bro.
Right.
Thanks for making time to call the show today, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah, wow. Good hearing from you guys.
So you're saying Madonna and Elton John hate each other? What is this story?
Apparently, they've been beefing since 2004. Like, and what? Two things. They're good, everybody. Just FYI, Madonna and Elton John have officially squashed their beef in 2025. But apparently...
That's a 20-year beef.
Apparently, though, I had no idea that these two have been beefing. Okay, so this started in 2004. Over the weekend, Madonna actually went to go see Elton John on Saturday Night Live, and that's when she posted a picture from them backstage saying, "We finally buried the hatchet. Over the decades, it hurt me to know that someone I admired so much shared his dislike of me publicly as an artist." So she needed to go backstage and confront him, and she says the first thing that came out of his mouth was, "Forgive me." And then that was it. So this all started from a comment that Elton John made in 2004 GQ Awards while he accepted the award for Classic Songwriter, where he accused Madonna of lip syncing. And basically ever since then, both of them have publicly taken shots at each other.
But like never in 20 years, you feel like that would be something that like eventually you'd like... want to like clear the air over, especially being that high profile of musicians. You'd eventually run into each other at enough events.
Oh no, they did. Trust me. In 2012, Madonna beat Elton John at the Golden Globes when she took home for Best Original Song for her song Masterpiece. But Elton John was on the red carpet saying she doesn't stand a blanking chance for the award.
All because, wait, who said, who's,
Elton said that
Madonna lip synced 20 years ago.
Oh, yes.
That was the big drama 20 years
but
ago.
But now the two have come together and
as first of all, as they should. That should not be 20-year beef. That should not be 20. Can we agree?
No, yeah,
as
that
adults,
is crazy.
That should not last. There's some things I think you could be mad about for 20 years. I don't think saying someone lip syncs should be something you should hold on to for 20 years. Can we agree with that?
Okay, yes. However, it wasn't just... I think that's the comment that started it. But from that point, both of them were saying... were talking trash about each other back and forth in public forums. So it's like that was said and then they kept going back and forth. And at that point, it's like when you're continuing to see somebody talk bad about you during like an acceptance speech or like on a red carpet or in interviews that's on print, like obviously... obviously it's going to turn into something, but the fact that that lasted 20 years, but did anyone know about that?
I had no idea
that they didn't like each
no
other.
No clue. That just came out today. Wow. I'm scared to ask this question, so let me do this, because I don't want to take phone calls on this because it could get really dark really fast. So let's do this.
You can text it, though.
Text us, because then yeah. we can screen it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Why don't you text us your long-running beef with somebody?
Oh.
Text us your long-running beef with somebody. Like, text us how many years you've been in a fight with somebody and what it's been about. Because
okay.
your friends, Kramer and Jess, want to tell you if we think it's worth still being a fight with. Because
yeah.
I think some of these things, maybe you need an outside source
to
be
true.
Like, hey, like maybe it's time to like to work through
that. It was a
long
that. Time ago.
Because if Madonna, honestly, if Madonna and Elton were to come to us and be like, hey, 20 years ago, he said that I lip sync. I think we could be like, hey,
you maybe know how many collabs we missed out on,
right?
You know what
you
I
know,
mean?
But
how
maybe,
many Disney songs, Disney soundtracks could have been out of control if they were on it together?
Beautiful songs yeah. we could have had, you know?
But
maybe, hey, this is, don't get me wrong. There are some things you should absolutely hold beef for.
Yeah.
For 20 years, absolutely. If you've got long-standing beef with somebody, text us that story.
So this is our first anonymous beef text. We did get permission from him to read this on the air.
Yeah.
My best friend did the deed with my girlfriend at the time, and we have been beefing about it for 3 years now, and I think it's a valid reason to be beefing, honestly.
Yeah, sleeping with somebody's friend.
No, girlfriend. Your best friend yeah. sleeping with your partner.
Sleeping with somebody's
valid beef.
Partner. 3 years.
You're
still in the beef. What's the time limit on that, though? Is it forever? I don't think it's forever.
You can let go, but that doesn't mean that you can come back into my life.
I think...
Would you let someone who did that to you back into your life?
I would, yeah.
I would have to forgive for myself. So, like, I would have to forgive you at some point, but, like, you're not my friend anymore, period, point blank.
I would reevaluate after 5 years, but 3? No, you guys can still beef over that.
No.
Okay, we're going to call her... BGE Betty.
Mm-hmm.
BGE Betty, and you'll see why. Hi, BGE Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is, first off, how long has this beef been going on before you tell us the story?
About 15 years.
15 years. Okay. That's a
Five
long time.
5 years shy of Madonna and Elton John's beef-a-rooney.
Right.
And what's happening? What's going on?
So we were roommates. There were about 4 of us living together, and my roommate had the BG&E bill in his name
mm-hmm.
and was collecting all of the money from us and would pay it.
Mm.
Well, then we started getting notifications that our BG&E bill was, our BG&E was about to get shut off, and we had a clause in our lease that if that happened, we would get evicted.
No.
Oh, no.
And he had been spending all of the money on drugs.
No.
What? How many months was he spending your guys' money on drugs?
Roughly 4.
Wow.
What?
Wait, so did you end up getting evicted?
Yeah. No, we did not. Thankfully,
okay.
One of our other roommates, her mom helped us out, but we were like, early 20s.
No.
Yeah. I worked at Chili's.
Yeah.
Chili's. Yeah.
Actually, Jess, I used to work with Marty.
Oh, my God. Shout out Chili's. Shout out Marty. Shout out BGE Betty. Oh, my God. Now I even feel more upset because I'm protective over you. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay. All right. So let's talk
yeah.
about this. So basically he took all of your
BGE
utility money.
Money
and spent it on drugs 15 years ago, though. Still beefing about
yep.
it today. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Absolutely.
15?
100%.
They're in their early 20s. This person put them in such a bad spot. Thank God. Thank God someone's mother was, A, in this spot and had the money to help them out and was willing to help them out. These people were about to get evicted out of their home. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
And this is your roommate. You're living with, you're seeing this person every single day, and they're like, ha la la la, how are you? I'm good. I'm just spending your money on, you know, illegal things. Like, what?
I think a missed BGE bill, 3 years max. 3 years max for me.
Not
for
missed
me,
BGE.
Three. It's oh. three. It's 3 max on me. But
BGE
hey,
Betty, I vote yes. Keep beefing.
We're
keep
split.
Beefing.
We're split on the beef, so do what you will, okay? Betty, thank you for calling us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yo, it's time to be all Marylandy for a second, all right? We're right here in your backyard, right here in Mount Washington is where the show originates from, and we'll prove it to you because we're Marylanders just like you, baby.
Are we? Are we, what was that, Marylandy?
We're Maryland, about to Maryland it up, baby.
What
Maryland.
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, this is about as Maryland as it gets for a radio segment. We call this Debate or Not Debate. What is this, Jess?
It's a lot of fun. It is the best and most fun taste test in Maryland, where we try Old Bay on different things that you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And it originated just because both of us are not from here. I'm from California, and Kramer is from Georgia. And we had never seen or heard of Old Bay until we moved here. So we wanted to put it on stuff that you typically wouldn't try. It does not go good with everything, but it does go pretty well with things that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, and you guys seem to love this, and so we're trying to get creative on like what foods you want to try it on, because like we're not running out of foods, but it's like every week we're trying to like differentiate what we're going to do. So we came up with an idea for the rest of April. What is that, Jess?
We are going to do foods that start with A for the month of April.
So, and you can help out with this too. If you can start thinking of foods that start with A, and don't say apple, because that's the first thing I guarantee you.
Did we do apple though?
We've done apples. Oh. Didn't we do apples?
I'm down. But there's so many different types of apples, though.
Yeah, I swear, if we check the text line in a couple minutes,
if it's all apples, I'm going to give you what you want.
I'm going to lose it. What are we doing today?
We are doing avocado toast.
It's good.
A personal fave of
it's
mine. Also, Charlotte brought in this, like, divine sourdough bread.
You were dying over this bread. What's the deal with it? It's just sourdough, right?
No, it smells really good.
I think
the smell is, like, a core memory for me, because at my Grammy's house when I was little, our like midnight snack would always be a piece of like butter sourdough toast.
Okay.
And I think when I smell that, I smell her. And ew, oh my God, am I gonna cry? No, I'm fine. Anyway, so.
I mean, just take a bite of the toast.
Also, sourdough is so special.
Just eat the bread.
It's like fancy toast.
Just eat the bread. No time for core memories. Just eat the bread, okay? We just sat through a minute and a half of just to explain what sourdough was to us. Thank you. Okay.
I haven't had sourdough toast.
Okay.
There
she
is.
She just did sourdough.
Oh my God.
Okay. Thank you.
It's totally cool.
Yeah. Don't cry over the bread. All right. So there goes just regular. Just to get the old, you've had avocado toast before. Now, here's the question. Does avocado toast get better
avocado,
with old?
Why do you say like that?
What's wrong with avocado? What do you say?
No, I'm just asking.
What do you say?
Say it again?
Avocado.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
What?
It's avocado.
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 What? Avocado. That's how you say
avocado.
It. Avocado.
Avocado.
That's how you...
Avocado.
Wait, it's getting weirder each
time. Why are you... It's almost as if you were... It's almost as if, like, you're trying to make it sound bougie when it's literally just avocado toast.
Avocado toast.
Where's that ava coming from? Is that Georgia? Is that Georgia?
Avocado toast.
Ava?
What do you say?
Avocado.
Avocado.
Avocado?
Toast.
Is that a Georgia thing?
I don't think so. I think everyone says avocado toast.
I think you're wrong.
Anyways, try that toast with
Old Bay. I'm actually really excited. I've never put Old Bay on my avocado toast. Avocado toast.
Avocado. Is it to bay or not to bay?
Oh my God.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious?
Like divine.
Yeah?
Like out of
Why
control.
Though?
Hang on.
We've been over 7 minutes.
You know that everything but bagel seasoning at Trader Joe's and how it just like elevates anything in your life?
Sure.
That's what it feels like putting Old Bay on your avocado toast.
Better though?
I would do everything bagel seasoning and I would also put Old Bay. Actually, I think in Maryland, everything but bagel seasoning has to add Old Bay in that little thing because it's going to be out of control.
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast is to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.